Am I on? Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, so, at the beginning, you know, sometimes you just have to start with these things, man. It's so hard to actually try to start something, dog, because, like, day one is like day one, you know nothing, but then time builds up and then you get to know what you don't know. Actually, that's my favorite line. You don't know what you don't know. I'll use it a lot. So, this is an educational podcast. I will explain myself as I go, and I'll try to make everything clear. But I want to try to make the whole introduction thing to be uncut, because this is the pilot episode. So this is where I have to explain myself. Why are we here listening to each other? Even though I'm here this side talking to myself by myself with myself. Another story. It sounds so weird. Like when you're listening to FM, you think it's so easy. Everyone can do it until you have to try it. Hey, dog. Listening to yourself is not as like, you know. But anyway, we'll get there. So this is an educational podcast. One, our ancestors, some they passed knowledge over time, like those are historical events. So previously it was probably hard to document history, but then now we have instruments like these to can document some of our knowledge for someone to can use in future should they need and stuff like that. So at the moment, personally, I just want to say, number one, I'm a qualified facilitator, I'm a qualified assessor. I'm just saying I'm an accredited facilitator and I'm accredited assessor, such that I do have the right to can teach. But personally, I'm a tutor also, and as I say, it's just one part of the things I do. So I'm here to teach people about things. The reason why I did this podcast is just to pass some of the little bit knowledge that I know, which I think might be helpful to the next party. And I have a way which I have planned to do it. And like I say, this is just the pilot, so I'm going to explain how, but then just a summary and a brief of what the podcast is going to be about. So generally, let me start by saying there's a lot of things in life we don't choose. We find ourselves, actually, I would say all of the choices you've ever made in life, like all of the choices you've ever made in life, is the reason why you're probably listening to this right now. And that could be, you could have been listening to an FM, or you could have been watching a movie, but then the reason why you're listening to this right now, it falls part of the choices you make. And some choices they go right, some choices they go wrong, but then most of the choices, they are nicer when you control them, when you control them yourself, unlike some sort of a default choice which happened to be like that because life went like this or life went like this, which brings me to my first opening topic. How many of us are actually doing what we wanted to do when we were in high school? Like, for instance, that small little dream you had when you're in grade 10, that when I finish my trick, I'm gonna go study this in university, and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. How many of us are actually living that life which we actually dream would get there? I would state a number which is gonna be like a faulty number, but then I would say probably it's only 1 in 10, which is like 10% of 100%, probably, of people who are actually doing what they love. But then also, furthermore, if you actually did what you wanted to do when you were in high school, is it really what you really wanted to do? Do you love it? Did you really know you were going to be doing what you're doing now then? Like, are you happy, you know? So those are the things which you should document for our kids to know, to can make formative decisions in future. So technically, this podcast is going to be more or less about more information about such things, so where we can go into detail about each and every job aspect. Like, picture something like where someone would document in one episode information from a lecturer, from a student, from someone who's working already, and also from someone who's still on training of a certain qualification, say maybe economics, what economists actually do. If you document something like that into an episode to make it easier for someone out there who's still making a decision, or someone who might wanna swift and switch to another field. But also, that's not also the case, because a wise man once say, if you do something you love, you might not have to work even for a single day. So it gets to a point where we fall for what the world gives us these days. Just like, you know, man, like, even our parents, they advise us, Khori, if you get a job, while you're still waiting for what you want. Just hold on to that one, and then jobby job, you know, that's the saying, jobby job, work is work. You hold on to that one until you get something better, and we never get something better. Like sometimes when you accept the job, it's gonna go 10 years you're in doing the same thing that you don't love, and then it gets to depression and stuff like that. So which makes me to say, technically we don't choose. It seems like we're living in a world where we don't choose our careers. Our careers chooses us based on circumstances. And even the chance where we get to choose our careers, we can make a formative choice, but then you find that it's not really what you want. You were choosing it based on someone told you it has more money, like the remunerations, like the reward, like it's more paying than other jobs, or it could be whatever. But then you find that psychologically it's not something that suits your need, because most of the times as human species we go under depression trying to find. Okay, let me put it like this. If you take a certain job as an average South African, you spend more or less on average of 10 hours. I'm talking about traveling. You can be working for 8 hours here, but you spend more or less an average of 10 hours. I'm talking about traveling to work, lunchtime, and all those traffic and whatsoever. 10 to 12 hours at work, and then you come home, you sleep, you wake up in the morning, you go back to work, do the same thing, spend 12 hours, come back to home, come back to your home, sleep. And if you check at your home, you could be spending more or less 4 hours awake. Most of the times when you're home, you're sleeping. So basically what I'm saying is your job, whatever job you take, if you're going to invest your 8 hours somewhere, that's your new home. That's where you live. That is your family. But do you know how hard it is to work for a black management which were hired by white people? Actually, I don't want to discriminate. Okay, some companies are better than others, but then blessed are those who happen to love their workspace. But then majority, as human beings, we like to like put each other down. Like you find that most of the toxic management is black people over other black people. Like I witnessed that a lot when I'm in shops. I just don't want to go into detail about this one, or rather not today, not on this episode. Like I say, this is an intro of trying to put in some knowledge for people out there to can make formative decisions about a couple of things. So going forward, I won't be talking alone by myself all the time. I have a lot and a whole lot of friends who are even more educated than me, who I might say they seem like they could have done things the right way, or they had too much support, or they made their formative decisions, but then they are there. So choose, for instance, that my career going forward, I wanna do actuarial science, and then you can have a proper formative information of how to go about. Like I say, I just don't wanna spit all the beans for now, but I believe each and every episode that I'm gonna make in future, it's gonna be a formative journey. But also, if you check, it doesn't have to be a knowledge about the whole experience of making a choice of whatsoever, because like there's a lot of things that influences our choice when coming to career making. The reason why I say so is you could find the environment could be playing a biggest role of why would you want to be whatever you could want to be. And you find that because of this, you want to be that, but then also you lack that information of what's going on inside that field. For instance, topic aside, when I was growing up, grade one, I used to want to be a soldier. And I had a very perfect reason. At that moment, I had a very perfect reason for myself. And my perfect reason was, hey, dog, if I can be a soldier, I'll own a gun. And if I own a gun, I won't have anyone bullying me. I'll shoot the bastards. And I don't know how I thought a soldier would be better than a cop, because they own guns too. But mainly because probably when you were a kid in South Africa, when you cry, they would threaten you that they're going to call cops. So you must keep quiet. So cops seemed like something scarier than soldiers. I don't know how other countries is different. They're scared of soldiers than they do of the purpose, man. But anyway, my point is, whatever decisions that lead, I mean, whatever motivations that lead us to the decisions that we make of what we want to be in future, it could be from our influences, our experiences, the music we listen to. Hence, you find people wanting to be Casper Nyovest, you know, like I've seen a lot of couple of young artists making music, trying to impress Casper Nyovest, and even making songs, dedications, you know, kind of like that. Like, it's dope, but it's so dope. I respect that. But in real life, most people, they don't get the experience to actually see a development of an artist. So imagine if someone was to document how Casper Nyovest came about to become Casper Nyovest the way we see him now, because now you find that how hard he worked from then up to now. But basically, this is not an entertainment podcast. I'm not here to talk about artists as such. I'm just giving an example because everyone is trying to find the easier way for them out, because like I say, if you do what you love, you won't have to work. So if you love music, you feel it might be easier, just like I thought it was easy starting a podcast because I watched Podcasting Chill, and then I started to listen to a couple of podcasts, and then I realized, hey dog, when you do it yourself, it's not as easy as it seems. Number one, the language is not so perfect. Number two, it's just like I say, Nothing comes easy the way it does for other people. Some people, we don't have the same luck. But the more we put in, the more we get luck. But like so the whole purpose of this podcast is to help people create their own luck, because now they'll be making an informative decision making towards whatever luck you wanna reach, because now you know exactly how to view or picture your luck because you have better information about that luck. So again, back to my story, motivation. Let me give you an example about the background. In my circle, I have a lot of friends who know much about soccer. I don't know anything about soccer, but I have other hobbies. You know, I have other hobbies rather than soccer. And one of the reason, Pirates and Chiefs would be playing on a Sunday afternoon. Instead of watching the match, I'd rather watch a movie that came out 2012, which I could watch anytime rather than watching live soccer. But then I'll check the score, and let me tell you why. When I was growing up, I was staying with my grandmother. I never had any uncle who forced me to watch Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates. When I was 5 years old, I was watching ETV movies and stuff like that. Okay, I'm lying. When I was 5 years old, I never had TV. I started to have an excess of TV probably when I was like 11, because I'm old, and and during our time, I think TVs were fancy things. So I was watching at my neighbor's houses over the window, but I would watch cartoons and every television program that would be playing. I wouldn't care. I would watch I would rather watch those Verimark ads while they're watching they're showing us those cool pots rather than watching a soccer match. So that time I never had the influence at all, which brings me to the point where today I enjoy watching movies rather than watching soccer. But the next party, Malum John at your house wants to watch Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates. Even if you saw the ad of the movie that's supposed to play ETV, you can't be watching that because Malum John wants to watch Kaizer Chiefs. And then when he watches Kaizer Chiefs, and then he celebrates, and then you see the happiness, and then you get motivated, and then you start to know their names. Fast forward in future, and then you start to brag to your friends like, hey dog, I can name the entire squad that was playing 1995 at the Orlando Stadium. Like, some people would care, it would be impressive, but then I would come to you and I say, hey dog, I know the distance from Earth to the Sun. I mean, that's not going to help me with anything in life. I'm not going to buy bread. I'm not going to benefit anything by knowing the distance from the Earth, from our planet to the Sun, or by knowing the weight of the Moon. I'm not going to get paid for it. I enjoy having such knowledge in my head. Even the next person who knows the entire squad of Bafana Bafana that won AFCON that year, 1995, or someone who knew the entire rugby squad that won the World Cup 1995, it's still not gonna help you with anything. You're not gonna get paid from it. You're not gonna pick, but then your circle are gonna, your circle is gonna find you cool when you know those things, because like now you're informative, right? So information, man, it comes in different forms. Like I say, it motivates someone to, after you've seen your uncle watching that soccer, you wanna try to play it on the street. Then the next thing you dream of becoming a soccer player, and then not just anyone becomes a soccer player, and then you go for trials, and then something goes wrong, and then now you become, and then you tell stories of how you almost became a soccer player. Now imagine if you had like informative knowledge about the distance from the planet Earth to the sun, and then you combine it with the soccer knowledge, and then probably you could, I don't know. Let me stop here with this one. It's just when I do examples, like I track them, dog. Like I lie to myself. I'm very good in doing examples. But that's another story, and the motivation on why do I feel like everything should be an example, because I believe. So, like I said, so here it's gonna be like more or less information about stuff, but also I'm gonna explain. In the beginning, I said I'm an accredited facilitator and I'm an accredited assessor. The reason why I went through with that is because of I'm pursuing, like I opened some small business on my side where I want to push the so-called ETDP. ETDP meaning education, training and development practice. Education, training and development practice is I'm trying to reach a goal where everyone deserves some sort of their own style of education, like, because at the moment the system that is being used to educate people, it's only one. Like you go, you study, you come write an exam. Most people, I've seen a lot of people who love education, but then they can't pursue it based on the disability of the learning style. So at the moment we're in a system where it's only one learning style that is being used to facilitate knowledge into the next party. So you think, if I want to be a lawyer and go study in university for years, I don't have the capabilities to can study, remember something, go write an exam. Because you, as you can see, guys, at the moment the system we have now, whenever you write the examinations that they like, the way they examine us, which they call it tests, is like they want to test how bad can you do on this thing rather than how good do you know it. The way, like, the system is, and it's so worse because of the language is presented. It would be nice if it was presented in like a language of choices. Even though other skin colors do have an option to can take a course at using their own language, not everyone is privileged. I think now if you go to UP, University of Pretoria, register PhD in chemistry, the language that they use for the course, even the English, you must first learn the English before you learn the actual course. If you are like from a disabled environment, like people like us, by disabled environment I mean the type of high school you went. So just let me go off topic a bit. I went to a high school, my high school, it's called Mafemane High School, it's in Tulama Hashi Bushbuck Ridge. Mafemane High School, during my years, we were paying a school fees of, I think our school fees was like 250 rands a year, not a month, a year, 250 rands a year. If your family somehow they couldn't afford the school fees, like, you know, they would make plans for you, just for you to study. Of which, it's not like it was, imagine that such an amount for a school fees, obviously you're not gonna get quality education. So the education was not as quality as I feel like I started to go to school when I get to university, which made university very hard for me, because at some point I even got academically excluded at the field that I chose at that moment, of which, again, part of the episode as we go forward, it's gonna be about academical exclusion, and I'll bring also other friends of mine who went through the same thing, how it happens, what causes it, what are the chances that you can prevent it to happen to you. Because even after, like, for instance, I can give you more information or informative about how to get to university, but then even after you get to university, there's still another struggle to maintain. Maintenance is actually more harder than getting into university itself, because there's like some certain requirements also that needs you, and discipline that you need to pull in for you to can maintain the whole thing. Again, we're gonna talk about that. I'm still on the ETDP part. So yeah, So ATDP, it's something which I'm studying in my company. It's been 6 months I'm working on it. I have a couple of certificates already. To be more accurate, if you wanna know or you're interested in wanting to be, if you wanna know more about develop education, training, skills development, I'll put more information as we go. But basically, what I'm trying to explain is, or what I wanna put out there is, most of the companies that I work for, they don't support training and development, and I don't think it's a good thing to be on the same position that you are the following year. Let me try to put this right. We should try to avoid to be the same position as we are the following year, which by this I mean, try not to cry the same tears over and over. So if you are here, you're crying about this situation, if you can change it the following year, it will put you somewhere. But again, not everyone dog wants to study. So ETDP, that's where it comes in. So we simplify things in a point where now, as an accredited facilitator, I'm able to facilitate learning using various material of my own design. So now it's actually, remember the term OBE, outcome based? Yes. OBE, that was the type of education they were installing to people then, but then it didn't work out because of the way people were analyzing it. But then, in a perfect world, someone who wants to learn, they should have a freedom of how they want their learning to be brought to them. Like, people learn different, people learn differently. We have different types of learning skills. And as much as there are different types of intelligences, I think there are like up to seven types of intelligences, you know. There's bodily kinesthetic, there's bodily kinesthetic people who can run and stuff like that. There's audio, what people who learn by hearing. There's visual, like, blah blah blah, people who learn by seeing, and so on and so on. So imagine if you were to learn in a style of your own choice. If you want to learn through videos, and then they give you videos of what of the context of they give you videos of the content of the whole of the whole module. And then you watch it, and then you learn like that, and then maybe you prefer to learn by seeing, but then not reading, but then only images. Someone designed images that can help you learn and whatsoever. So ETDP is then something like that. So we're not really looking at how better you are, how much percentage can you get to the next party. That one got 60%, that one got 70%. No, we don't look at that. ETDP is just like you're either competent or not competent, and then under your own learning style. And then furthermore, becoming an assessor, there's the so-called RPL. RPL, it's recognized prior learning. It's like, imagine someone who's been working for a specific company for 10 years. So your dad has been working for Transnet for 10 years. Now he's so good at his job, but he wants to apply for a better position. He can't qualify because he doesn't have an NQF level 6 qualification. So RPL, recognized prior learning, that's when we come in, we look at the job, we go look at the qualification that is in line with the job according to SAQA standard and the units, and then we design some sort of assessments which we build like a portfolio which someone must do in a period of a chosen period. It could be 6 months or 9 months because now we're trying to push it into a qualification. And then you do your portfolio more in a practical manner than the theoretical part. So you don't do the fundamental theorem of calculus, even if you're doing engineering. You just focus mainly on the mechanical job that you're doing, and then blah 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 after 9 months, and then we assess you, and then if you're competent, you get the NQF level 6 certificates as if you went to your qualification. But then the catch is that you have 10 years experience of what you've been doing, and then you've been assessed on the certain standards which are regulated to be more or less equal to the ones that are done in university institutions. But then now you've got an easy way out through your experience. That would be so cool because now you avoid again books, because the reason why people they avoid universities to go straight to work is because, hey dog, studying also it has its own disadvantage. Like I say, we don't have the same memory. It might take me 1 minute to understand 1 plus 1 is 2. It might take 55 years for someone to understand 1 plus 1 is 2, you know. It might take forever for someone not to be even interested at all, but then it might take me 10 years to understand how to break down a car engine. The very same person who it might take 55 years to understand 1 plus 1 is 2, while it took me a day to understand, it might take them a day to understand how to break down a car engine. So, make in mind that we all have different views and different talents and different interests. So, part of this podcast as we go forward, I'm going to add also on things to can do if you feel like academic is not for you. So, I would look for successful people who did their other way of success. Like, for instance, personally at the moment I'm unemployed, but I'm able to get a small government tender to can sustain me for a couple of months while I'm still searching for a job. Hence I could able to buy material to do a podcast, you know. So I am able to get like small jobs here and there, only because mere thing, I registered my company, I did the SARS thing, I registered CSD, and I'm able to get RFQs, and then I have friends and family around who can help me fund the RFQs, and then I get paid, and then just to sustain living, so I don't complain, I'm unemployed. But then someone who doesn't have knowledge like this, when you're unemployed, you start to be a problem at home, and you know how it's like to be unemployed and you're staying home. You open the fridge, your mom is going to ask you, what did you put on the fridge? I've seen that in my side of the family. If you're unemployed, you're going to wash the dishes dark. And, you know, it's not nice to wash the dishes without having an option whether to or not to. Like, you forced. If you don't wash the dishes, you're not going to eat because you're unemployed, man. But then if you can make a plan, you bring money, I don't think they would have a problem, because all you need to do is just to provide nyana. Because, you know, Kokasi, when you stay home and you are old like us, you must, you know, you must leave your age. You must kick, you must zamazama. There's a new word I just learned recently, Zamazama. But no, I know Zamazama, the TV show. That's how old I am. But then I mean to use it in terms of hustle, Zamazama. Not Zamazama is a kuseta, man. No. That one. Oh, by the way, where is Nomsanene? I'm revealing my age again. Cut. Back to RPL. So, yeah, man. RPL, that's when, like, again. So, for each and every. So, it's targeted for each and every. Someone who has more experience with their work, and then they want to achieve a qualification because maybe they want to do better in their life, or just sometimes, even if you feel you're not going to use the education for anything, but then if you want to preach education to your kids, it's nicer when you have yourself. So like I say, we have different destinations and we have different interests and we have different gifts, so something might help someone. So I imagine if I was to put on an episode about how to do the whole thing up to a process where you actually get an actual tender by the government, or maybe I can even like put something on a live space where I'm busy with one and show step by step how is it going about. But then again, also that's just another side of the story. But all in all, man, I'm gonna bring in more and more information in a sense of every listener or everyone who'd be following through the whole podcast as we go. I'll be sharing more stuff about how this thing is going to be about. But trust me, I'm a very open-minded person, but I believe in my head, when I think about this, the reason why I'm motivated to actually start the whole thing, I believe this is going to be so cool. I believe I'm going to learn something from this, and I believe whoever who gets to be part of the whole project or get to listen to this, they're going to learn something also. Because when I say I'm going to learn something, is people I'm going to engage with in future who have better knowledge than I have, they will help us, me and you, get even more informative. And then I'll try by all means to invest on better outcomes, you know. So, yeah. What am I leaving out? So yeah, man, all in all, I think I'm not sure if I'm leaving anything out, but this is just a pilot. Like, I'm gonna make the proper first episode. I just wanna set up the whole podcast for now. Hence I put out the episode like this. So in summary, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna enjoy, we're gonna learn more and more and more and more. I'm trying to make this seems like I'm on TV. No, I'm trying to make this into like a radio, like this is my small little radio union, you know, and this is my small little portal where I'm going to share more information. So we'll learn more and more and more with I, the captain. Yeah, that's what I'm going to be calling myself, the captain. So the captain, my money, this is the pedagogy of my money. So we're going to learn a lot. Welcome to the pedagogy of my money with I, the captain, my money. They might manage. Thank you.